The hour three of the program looks exactly like this. How are you? Welcome to the show. I'm Jim Rome. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So if you're thinking to yourself, all right, Rome, what's it going to be? How's it going to go? Are we doing this for another hour or are we going to open this thing up? And the answer is yes. Yes. We are still on topic. We are still doing this. If your response is, I've had enough, I get that. I understand that. This is not comfortable for some of you. You should get comfortable being uncomfortable, but I understand that. I think it's a conversation you need to hear and have. And listen, I'm not an expert in any sense. My only agenda here is to do better, be better. I will make some mistakes. I am not an expert, but it's a conversation that we should have. And it's a conversation that, while it may be uncomfortable, you should get comfortable having it. That said, I will open it up and talk about some other things too. 1-800-636-8686. So the answer is we are doing both. The third hour is an open hour. We will talk about things relating to the issue and things that are not relating to the issue. If you would like to take part, call the show. If you want to tweet at the show, do that, at Jim Rome. If you want to email the program, email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. And I do have that voicemail number that you can use too. Speaking of the voicemail, you can hear that on our podcast. The Jim Rome podcast is Wednesday, and my guest will be Tennis Hall of Famer Jimmy Connors. So we will push that out for you tomorrow. All right, so let me move in a different direction for a moment. Getting off topic for a moment, but just so you know, we're going to return to the topic. We will return to the topic, but getting off topic for a moment. I do want to mention the smack off, because I really did not get into that yesterday, and you're running out of time. And this is not the most important thing, but it is coming up. Smack Off 26 is in 17 days. Hate to go all Google Calendar on you, but it is June 2nd. We're officially in Smack Off month. 17 days, 13 shows from right now. Remember, the winner of the Smack Off gets $5,000. The sponsor of that part of the program is Four Sharp Corners. They are the world's largest seller of PSA-graded sports cards. They buy and sell the highest quality, highest graded sports cards. You can find them at foursharpcorners.com. They are quality people. They want to jump in. They knew the show. They said, how can we be a part of it? So I'm thrilled to have them. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for that. So whoever wins the grand prize, you can thank them. The 26th version, judging on the run-up to the event, the main event is going to be insane. I'm fully expecting one of the best smack-offs ever, even during these really challenging times. So with that said, let me go ahead and continue with the player profile feature that I've been doing since the start of the smack-off season. Today's player profile is arguably the most bent dude in the jungle. Mac in Boston, a.k.a. Mark the Nomad on Twitter. The reason Mark is so bent is because last year he spent Smack Off 25 listening to Smack Off 25 on hold. But on the Monday after the main event, he called in to warn everybody that he would be coming back this year with a vengeance, the vengeance of which we have never seen before. And he continued that theme last month when he made this phone call.
All you golden ticket winners, they're going to call in the golden hour and go full golden down your leg when you hear Jim go to you. I'm not the one you're looking for. Aim lower. Try Vic. He's always looking for the next Dr. Dave to eviscerate and then run to Twitter to brag. You want absolutely none of this. Hey, Brad, you've won five of these things, and you still sell insurance with Reggie? Bro, you could have your own show in the middle of the night that no one listens to and have a local sponsorship from a chicken wing restaurant like Sean. And Rick, you're a science teacher, right? I have a physics question for you about gravity. Why are you able to grow hair on your face but not your head? It doesn't make sense. Did it just fall down there? You cannot cover up ugly, Rick. Hey, and sweet call, Benny. What does it say about your smack-off call when you're, quote, tactical error was the most entertaining part of your call? I can guarantee you this, Jim. I am the best to ever relocate from Boston to Tampa. I'm not going to be calling my family members drunk bitches. I'm not going to cower and try to atone for past sins like the Cablanasian soft ass. I'm not going to drunk dial on game day and make a Tony Kornheiser joke. It's just going to be me and a spiked bat.
And a bunch of you, quote, going golden down your leg. Come on, man. In terms of him, it's part because I've seen him break out that bat. I've seen him swing the lumber, and so has Team Canada.
Matt, you and Tyler are so irrelevant. Rome had to create an 11th and 12th place just for you guys last year. We're the Americans. And right now, the Americans are trolling Brova Scotia or Saskatchewan or whatever the hell you call those weird provinces, looking for Canadian girls to feed, trying to convince them they don't need to hunt for their food, they can gain independent wealth outside of the flannel factory, and that by joining the Americans, they can actually touch the Stanley Cup. We tried to recruit a celebrity, but we just couldn't seem to find anyone. We reached out to Michael J. Fox, but he said he couldn't shake free of his previous engagements.
So Mark, the most bent man in the jungle. He may never have won a smack off, but he has been in three of them. He does have a top five to his name. So he's not afraid to swing in that weight class. He can punch up. In fact, it's not a matter of punching up. He belongs in that weight class. And just like Brad and Vic and the other Mark, he has taken plenty of runs at the double champ from Laguna for all of the gimmicks in his past.
Most people think Left regressed last year after winning two in a row and then finishing third last year. Me personally, that was actually his best call, mostly because, well, he was hardly in it. I mean, I'm all for Left adding as many sound effects, cameos into his call as possible at this point. Seriously, it's starting to sound like the week that was an Alvin DeLauro production, all repurposed, glitched, and poorly produced. JK Alvy, we all know you're a great producer and an even better reproducer like me. Henry Winkler, Ron Fahey, Larry Brown, good night now.
You can tell. I mean, I was laughing throughout. The guy made me laugh throughout. That was one of Left's best calls because he was hardly in it. Alvy's a great producer, but a better reproducer like me. All right, so when you hear that, you wonder, what are his odds? He's currently going off at 6-1 at Stucknut.com. Again, those are not the official odds. Unofficially, 6-1 at Stucknut. It's just one man's opinion. But then again, all odds are, right? It's a reflection of the betting public. We're not taking, you can't get down at Stucknut.com. Seems about right, though. 6-1, if that were a real thing, it sounds about right. I mean, you can't really put this guy or slot this guy without the hardware ahead of Brad or Leff or the Cablanasian. But it does say everything, if you believe that type of thing, that he's not that far down the board either. So the question now is, can Mark in Boston, Mark the Nomad, channel all of that anger and frustration and hate into 4 minutes that will make him just the 15th champ in Smack Off history? I want to make that point again. Only 14 people have ever won the event. I've been running this event for a quarter of a century. There have only been 14 champs. This guy's been showing up a lot lately. He's getting in his reps. To me, it's a smart move for somebody who has not competed in a smack off since 2017. So the proverbial question in sports, is it a case of rest or rust? You tell me.
What's up, ladies? Guys like Tyler, Sarah T, Matt, Cal in Vegas, if you're on hold, hang up. I don't know how else to say this. You aren't good at calling this show. Ain't it weird, though, how I didn't call last year but still plays the same as Tyler?
The run you're giving Caleb right now is the furthest this dude's ever run in his life. The kid is out of breath just listening.
Gino, my God, dude, shut up already.
War Rich Flores still not understanding that he's been the punchline for like 3 days. Mark in Hollywood, I've seen Tom Brady on TV more as an actor
than I've seen you. He's not only the best at his job, he's better at yours than you are.
I am Detroit-born and brought up in freaking Florida. I've got the blood of a scumbag, and I was raised by Florida Man. You want Florida Man clones? You got Florida Man. A dangerous mix. The guy who will burn down your whole neighborhood and then walk his pet alligator on a leash around the flames. Caleb, a quick rule about jokes. If you have to explain them, they're not good. You're the only dude who would crowdsource the funds to buy Rome a baseball bat from a movie about basketball. What a bad look for DA. How much longer is CBS going to keep paying him when they realize a teacher from Buffalo and a stay-at-home dad in Corona are better at talking sports than him? Hey, DA, how is it possible that your call could actually make me want to hear more Matt in L.A.? Hey, I love how Mike continues to get worse each year as he continues to tell us how great he is. Does Romo cut up lines of creatine when he's at your table and offer you the mirror like, you want to hit this, bro?
Don't you think it's kind of odd that NASCAR is the only sport where there's literally a crankshaft right in the driver's face the whole time? Oh, sorry, wrong segment. War playing Connect Four on Seal's face.
Jim, I know the challenge before me is great. The odds are long. But much like Antonio Cromartie when he found out his wife's tubes were tied, challenge accepted.
This dude. He's got to make the smack off better. He will. It's been 2 years since we've had him on. On paper, just his presence already adds another monster to this entire thing. I got a good feeling this guy's getting on this year. I have a good feeling this guy is getting on this year. Welcome back, Mark. And welcome, everybody, to Smack Off Month. Let's do this damn thing.
Mom, my phone call to the Jim Rome Show was like a smuggled heroin balloon at an airport. Rectum.
Who wants to walk with Jeff from Richmond?
Way to go, Daniel. Never heard that one before. But I guess you can expect that kind of trash coming from a guy who throws surprise birthday parties for his cat.
I'm a starving tiger for the title King of Smack.
I want to come flying out of the ass of Cruz's car on that parachute that deploys out of nowhere for no reason whenever they cross the finish line.
Smack Off 26, June 19th.
The single greatest day of my life.
It is for the best of the best. It's invite only. Some of the biggest players.
You horse tooth jackass.
What the hell was the point of that, badass?
Some of the dirtiest players in the game. Caleb.
Don't mess with the walrus, young man. You'll get the tough.
Maybe you should just bring your mama. And she can apologize for being such a failure as a parent.
Cal in Vegas.
Rick, you ain't gonna do nothing. As soon as you get down here, I'm putting you in a chokehold. And I'm not letting go until your face turns the same color as your bright red alcoholic nose.
Get to the end of those double rainbows.
Double
Will
rainbow.
There be two pals in Vegas with a pot of gold?
The Canadians.
Oh. Go!
Not a good call.
Jesus Christ. Can somebody please collectively get these nerds some hookers?
Mark in Hollywood.
What up, Futz? Tough smack talking Canadians, really?
Mark, we gotta get you some hair plugs, man.
Benny.
And I'll bet you 5,000 pine cones that you'll be looking up at me again. Lump these, Maddie.
Left in Laguna.
And Benny, two words you don't want to hear from Romy after your call.
Tactical error.
Made a tactical error.
30 dudes in a phone call. Gimmicky bitches like us.
Jeff in Southfield.
Jim, you're literally my bestest friend.
Mike in Indy.
Jeff received the ultimate compliment any Smack Off caller could ever receive. At one point, everyone thought he was me.
Vic.
See, that's what I do. I provide content. I supply the stuff that keeps this whole operation afloat.
Rick in Buffalo.
There's a reason why Vic's unranked, and I'm the world's number one contender. Not back to the basement, Victor.
Sean, the Cablonasian.
Shawnee, the Mayonnaisian.
I pick up the phone. I call. I win. I win more than anybody because I am the best at this. Always have been. Always will be.
Five-time champ, Brad, in Corona.
R.I.P. to Shawnee's radio career and his pulmonary arteries. At this point, it's a toss-up as to which one's going to go first. But personally, Jim, I'm rooting for the arteries.
$5,000.
Good God.
Not without an invite, you're not.
Jim, I do think to him that you would have threw a barnyard animal.
Patriot, brah, citizen, brah.
Me being left on hold was the worst thing to ever happen to all of you.
Get alive, loser.
Do me a favor and forget my name.
What's my name, boo?
And the rest of you just need to clear your calendar.
Smack off.
June 19th. Let's do this.
Mesothelioma.
We're done when I say we're done.
Alvy with the promo. Somebody's getting left on hold again this year. I'm not sure who it's going to be. I only say that because I'm not coming for somebody, but the field is that deep. We have more people than we do slots. Somebody is being left on hold. Keep that in mind. Ask yourself, am I in? Does the guy want to take my call on that day? If you're not sure whether or not I do, you better do something between now and then to ensure that I do want to take your phone call that day. Just getting in does not guarantee you get on the air. You can't win $5,000 and a shot at glory unless you get on the air. Safe to assume Brad is getting on the air. Safe to assume Rick is getting on the air. Why do I say this? Not because I play favorites, but because one guy has won it more than anybody else. One guy came in second. Pretty safe to assume the Cable Nation, if he calls that day, is getting on the air. You just heard Mark. I just did a player profile. He's good enough to get a player profile. He didn't make it on the air last year. Cal, you heard his player profile. Excellent player profile. He didn't make it on the air. There are gamers that do not get into the game. It's incumbent upon you to convince me that on that day, I want to hear from you. What I'm getting at is this. Are you going to make the show better? I'm constantly thinking, man, I don't want that thing to fall flat. It would really suck if I spent 6 weeks hyping the smack off and it didn't live up to the hype. You can be damn sure I'm going to take the best calls, or what I think are the best calls. It's up to you to convince me that you're one of the 12 or 14 or whatever that number is that gets in. And there really aren't that many slots if you're not one of those people. You see me working. I think you got a pretty good sense of who's going to get on that day. There are some of you on the bubble. Get up in here. When we come back, we are still open right now. I've done the interviews. As a heads up, there's a pretty good chance I'll go back to the topic. Keep that in mind. But phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. You are in the jungle. I am Jim Rome, and we will come right back. Your phone calls are next.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Take it easy, bro. Old man Ritz feeling it, though. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close, we're convenient, we're known for our guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people that you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. All right, so I will be back on topic momentarily. Some reaction. Wells in the 360 tweets. No way Mark gets left on hold this year. He's too good. Should have gotten on last year, but he must get on this year. Nitro tweets. You're getting me so hyped for Smackoff 26. Honestly, I'm getting myself pretty hyped for Smackoff 26. You know what I need? Hawk, where's my list? I want to run down the list really quickly so you know who we're talking about, because I keep kind of saying, you know who you are and you better find a way to make sure that I want to take your telephone call. Maybe you don't know who you are. That's part of the problem. All right, really quickly, the background is this. We do it once a year. It's for the best of the best. I can't pick who I want to call the show every single day, but I can do it once a year. So the best of the best. And they have to play their way in. It's not a real scientific process. You just kind of, if I hear the call and I think it's somebody who can win on that day or make that show better, they're going to get in. Now, if you've won the event before, you have a lifetime exemption. We've done this 25 times. This is year number 26. The winner does get $5,000. The runner-up gets nothing. Third place finisher gets less. Fourth place is almost an embarrassment. Here are the people that have won. The BIC has won the event. He's in. Shawnee the Cable Nation has won the event 5 times. They're the only two people to win it 5 times. The Cable Nation has RSVP'd. He is in. Left in Laguna won it in 2016 and 2017. He is in. Mike in Indy has a title. A lot of you want to say it's only a half title. Mike feels like he should have 9 titles. He has one. We have not heard from Mike. I have no idea. Iafredi has won it twice. He has a lifetime exemption. Kenny's got pretty pressing matters right about now. You never know if he's in. If he can be in, I'm sure he will. Stevie Carbone won the event in 1998. He is in. He RSVP'd, yes. All right, so these guys have all won, so they're in. Vic in NoCal has won. If he wants in, he's in. Mark in Hollywood, it was a very unusual RSVP today, as he said in his own words. He won in 2013. He's in. Jeff in Richmond won it back in 2002. I'm not sure whether or not he's in, but he's invited. Silk Bra has won the event. I'm guessing he will be there. Chael Sonnen has won the event. He has a lifetime exemption. JT the Brick won the inaugural event. I don't think that he's called since then. I don't suspect that he will, but the Brick is always welcome. Doc Mike DiTola. There was a time when Doc Mike DiTola was the best to do it. He won the event in 97 and 2000. He has not called in a long, long time. I do not suspect we'll be hearing from Mike. His brother, Jeffrey DiTola, shocked the world. Jeffrey is still around. I don't think we'll hear from Jeff, but he's welcome to if he wants to. All right, so these are the 14 winners. They have lifetime exemptions. They can go 14 years between calls, and they're still welcome to call the day of. They're exempt. Others that are in the field, Rick in Buffalo. He's a yes. He's confirmed. Caleb in Green Bay has confirmed. Benny in Wisco has confirmed. Jeff in Southfield has confirmed. Mark in Hollywood. We know this. Mark in Boston. We know he's confirmed. He's bent and confirmed. Cal in Vegas, confirmed. Matt in Vancouver, on the list, confirmed. Dan in Denver, on the list, confirmed. Gino in San Antonio, always welcome. Has never won it, but he's welcome. Trapper is on the list and welcome. Who am I missing? Let's see. Jay Stu can call. The Canadians. What do I do with the Canadians? Matt's in. Tyler's got to play his way back in. Tyler. Brother, I like you, bro.
Brother,
you're on the watch list. You need to play your way back in. You lost your tour card. You got to get it back. Matt in LA lost his golden ticket by the pure force of his will. He's on the watch list. And by force of his will, I mean he calls every day. I still got you, Matt. You're still in this thing. You're not in this thing with an invite, but you're still in this thing like you're eligible to get that invite back. Chris in Toronto called earlier today. He lost his ticket before the call today. And not because of how good or bad it was. It was more on topic, so he did not get his ticket back. He needs it back. Drizzle had a ticket, lost it, but got it back. So Drizzle is in. Not guaranteed to get on the air, but he's in. Sarah T. in Providence. Got a ticket, called back, kept it. The Queen, Danica, is on the clock. Danica, you're on the clock. I understand that these are very challenging times, and you might not be feeling it right now. The golden ticket might not be front and center. But just know you're on the clock. Danica, I've not heard from you in a long time. So I kind of went in circles, but that's the field, essentially. That is the field. And I'm looking at, I don't know how many previous winners call. Certainly we know not all of them. But if you've had 14 people win, even if, say, half of them called, six or seven, there goes a chunk of the field right there. And then you've got others that you know are going to get in. Rick's getting in. Caleb's getting in. Cal in Vegas is probably getting in. If half the previous winners call, and then the guys I just mentioned were to call, you might not get in beyond that. That's how deep this is. That's how good this is. So make a note of that. If you were going to work that day, maybe just take that day off. June 19th, 5,000 grand, winner take all, the best of the best, the smack off. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a real, well, the year is going to suck. This year has been horrible overall. 2020, it's been a terrible year, a crappy year. The smack off, though, is going to rule. I can promise you that. I feel great about it this year. When we return, don't hang up. It'd be a mistake to hang up right now because I'm going to take a telephone call. Hang in there. If not, you can still get through. I'll probably go back with some more thoughts on the topic before we wrap the day. It's good to be with you. Nice to have you with us. Here is a sports. The second day in a row, I led the show with my thoughts on what's going on around this nation. And for the second day in a row, a number of you said, that's it, I've had enough. I'm either turning my radio off or I'm never listening ever again. And we spent time talking about that, and then I did some interviews, and I talked about some other things, and I said that I would double back and talk more about the issue before the end of the program. And I plan on doing that, but I also said that I would take a telephone call or two, so let me do that right now. 1-800-636-8686. I'm hammering that phone number. I want you to have it, use it, and phone lines are open, and they are toll-free. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. Craig is in Omaha. Nice to have you on the show. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks a lot.
It's good to have you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, yesterday when I heard the show, and I heard, I wasn't sure if someone had called in or texted or emailed you about, you know, talking about what's going on in the country. And to me, when I first heard it, Jim, it was basically, while Jim is getting the same shut up and entertain me that LeBron gets with the shut up and dribble. And this is what we have to deal with. Individuals of no goodwill. It's just about moving the conversation forward, moving the process forward. I wish I could not listen to this. I wish I could not have to pay attention to this. Once I hang up, I'm getting ready to leave. I have to be careful of what I do when I go, you know, outside, when I go to the store. You know, being, you know, you turn around and, you know, really the security guard is sitting there watching you. You know, you're walking, riding your bike in the park. And literally the parent comes in, grabs their little child, and it's like, I'm just riding. It's like, okay. But you see this. You know, I'm 58 years old, and I've grown up with this in America. But I just want to thank you, Jim, for keeping the conversation going. A lot of people don't want to grow, and that's what this is about. You know, everyone knows the history of the country and what we've gone through, and we're still here. We're still citizens. We're good citizens. I was listening to your interviews, both with Kurt Warner and O'Day, and like him, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I wouldn't change it for the world because growing up in Brooklyn, you got such a wealth of experiences of individuals from around the whole world, and it opens up your eyes, and that's what I want to say, Jim. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work. Take care.
Thank you very much, Craig. I appreciate your thoughts. He said, I'm a 58-year-old, and this is my experience. And what I'm saying is I'm a white male and I don't have that experience. I have no idea. I have no idea what it's like to walk down the street and have a security guard look at me a certain way because I look a certain way, or have somebody clutch a purse because I look a certain way. I don't know that. So when somebody says to me, okay, you don't know that. That's not your experience. But here's my experience. I'm curious to hear about that. I need to hear about that. We all need to hear about that, as opposed to being angry and saying that's not the way it is. Because one, somebody is telling you it is the way it is. I've experienced it. And two, we've seen what it looks like. And it's not okay. This is why we're talking about this right now. So as an example, Brandon Marshall, a friend of Colin Kaepernick's and a friend of this program, peacefully protested excessive use of police force during the 2016 season. Marshall said yesterday, quote, back then, we were called rogues. People said that we didn't deserve jobs. But this is what we were talking about then. I think people are looking at Kaepernick now like, okay, maybe he knew. People didn't want to hear the message after, oh, they were kneeling. They didn't want that message. weren't ready for it, didn't listen. I hope, and I look at it, I hope people are ready for the message. I really hope they're ready for change. End quote. I hope so too. I hope so too, but it should not have taken the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor for Kaepernick and Marshall to be justified. Here's another example. Former NFL executive Joe Lockhart also has a take on Colin Kaepernick. Lockhart was the league's executive VP in charge of communications and government affairs from 2016 to 2018. A pretty high-ranking NFL executive. He writes, quote, "When I was an executive in the National Football League a few years ago, our organization was consumed by the case of Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback whose silent kneeling protest against police brutality arguably led him to lose his NFL career and not be re-signed by any club. No teams want to sign a player, even one as talented as Kaepernick, whom they saw as controversial and therefore bad for business," end quote. In other words, exactly what had been said for a long time, that Colin Kaepernick wasn't being signed due to his protest, not his talent. That's why he wasn't being signed, due to the protest, not his ability. None of it had anything to do with talent. It was not about any of the junk that people were spewing at that time. It had nothing to do with his arm or his leadership ability or his contract or anything like that. It was about his protest. His protest of racist police brutality. But the thing is, we knew that all along. Even the people who tried to come up with other reasons knew that. That's why the argument kept changing every few weeks. Remember, oh, his arm isn't good enough. Oh, he's not accurate enough. He doesn't want to be a backup. He really doesn't even want to play football. The list goes on and on and on. And it was clear when guys with serious off-the-field issues kept getting chances when Kaepernick didn't. Or when guys who clearly were not on his level as a player and a quarterback kept getting opportunities, but he didn't. As Lockhart writes, he was focused on the money the league was spending to address racial inequality, and Lockhart thought that that was good enough, even if Kaepernick remained unsigned, and now he admits that that was wrong. Lockhart writes, quote, "I know now it was not enough just to spend money to make progress on the issue of racial disparities. That is crucial, but so are symbols that reflect the attempted progress and also the failure to reach it. And Colin Kaepernick became the symbol of black men being treated differently than white men in America." He goes on, quote, "The symbol of racial injustice was reinforced every day that Colin sat on the outside of the football world. It may have seemed like a good business decision for the clubs to not sign him, and it certainly wasn't illegal, but it was wrong." End quote. That's a significant acknowledgement by a former league executive. Period. But then Lockhart had another step, and it was kind of a weird one. He then went on and he said this, quote, "The situation in Minnesota right now offers a unique opportunity to deal with the symbols of racial injustice. As a small but important step, the owners of the Minnesota Vikings, Ziggy and Mark Wilf, can send a strong message by offering Colin Kaepernick a contract to play with the Vikings, bring him into camp, treat him like any of the other players, given a chance to play the game they love," end quote. Like, I see where the guy's going. Kinda. Sort of. Not really. Like, I don't want to dump all over this, but man, that is a weird conclusion to come to. Really weird to witness what happened to Colin Kaepernick over the past few years and what has happened in Minneapolis over the last week, and say that the Vikings should really sign Colin Kaepernick, and to say that would be, quote, "the right thing to do, and it's something the city and all of America needs right now," end quote. Like, again, I don't want to completely wreck the idea, because Colin Kaepernick should be in the league. So I don't want it getting twisted that way. He should be. But that part of it feels like a total spin job. Like, Colin Kaepernick is more than qualified to be in the NFL right now, period. And as Lockhart points out, the fact that he's not continues to be a bad look for the league. But the Vikings signing him in the wake of the killing of George Floyd seems like a strange conclusion to come to. Like, hey, look, Minnesota signed Colin Kaepernick, so this whole thing's over now, right? There's no more racism, right? The Vikings signed Colin Kaepernick. That fixed everything, right? Yeah, no, not really. It shouldn't take more racist police brutality for people to learn that Kaepernick was right. And it shouldn't take the death of George Floyd for Kaepernick to be signed by an NFL team either. Looking for your telephone calls on this. In case you missed it, we had a full show today. And again, a show that I feel good about because we covered the issue. You had a chance to respond to the issue. You had a chance to tell me that you'll never listen to me ever again because of the issue. You know, we had some quality conversations. We had Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt head baseball coach. I mentioned at the time, and I want to reiterate one more time, he is so interesting. He is one of the great leaders and motivators and inspirational folks that we put on the program. I'd put him up against any coach or administrator in any sport. Kurt Warner, NFL Network analyst, also was a guest in Hour 2, Hall of Famer, class of 2017. And we had Ode Abushi, Lions offensive lineman. So I hope you didn't miss any of that. Time now for the huge call. For the ones who get it done, there is Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus 24/7 customer support and product specialists, always ready to answer any question. Call or visit Grainger.com. Here is your huge call.
This is kind of the weirdest RSVP call I've ever made, I would venture to think, but I really appreciated your show yesterday for sure, as an African-American and kind of right here in Hollywood around the protests and things of that nature. Just to move the conversation forward, I was listening to you yesterday, and the calls were great, the stories about what people of color have to go through. But one thing that kind of struck me as I was kind of on Twitter and active and, you know, even this morning, why do people get mad because we're bringing this up? Like, what is there to get mad about by hearing this and by seeing black people get killed? Like, why does that make non-black people angry? Like, why are they turning off your show? You know, if a Caucasian person was like, hey man, I need to tell you about this Caucasian experience, it's very indicative of my experience, I'd be interested in hearing that. Cause I'd be like, I don't really know that. That's interesting to me. I wouldn't be like, no, I don't want to hear that. You know, and when we talk about stories about being pulled over or being harassed, people respond to that like, oh, boo-hoo, get over it. But why? We're not taking anything away from you. No one wants to take away your rights and your life when we say Black Lives Matter. I don't want your life to be demeaned. I'm just casually nudging you saying, hey, we don't think our lives matter as much, and clearly they don't. My voice doesn't matter as much as a Caucasian person's voice. I don't believe that in my heart, but I believe that to be fact. And that is the difference. There's facts here. There's a fact that when I started in my relationship with my white girlfriend, I tried to approach it with humor. I'm like, look, if we're here, we've been about 6 months, you're going to probably need to know a few things about what it is to be black. And one of those things is at some point we're going to get pulled over for no reason. I'm just telling you that. It happens almost every 2 years to me. It's like clockwork. And when that happens, I need you to do the following. I need you to put your hands on the dash, and I need you to roll film because something might happen. And when that day came and she thought I was joking, she saw it firsthand. And when I told people about it, they're like, oh my God, is that what you have to do? Is that what you have to prepare? You have to have a speech ready? Officer, I am reaching for my wallet. I am doing it slowly. It's that story shouldn't offend anybody.
Mark in Hollywood with the huge call. My thanks to Tim Corbin, Kurt Warner, Ode Abushi, The XR4TI crew working hard through the pandemic, and you clones. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much. We'll be right back here tomorrow. See you then. We're out.